Russians said to get classified information from President Trump.
There's nothing that the president takes more seriously than the security of the American people.
The roots of a major cyber attack.
There is speculation that it could be related to North Korea.
Drinks linked to a teen's death.
This amount of caffeine can have dire consequences.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a sharp spotlight's on the White House after the Washington Post report that President Trump revealed classified information to two Russian officials he met with last week. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Sources tell CBS News in last Wednesday's Oval Office meeting with top Russian diplomats, the president shared information that has alarmed the intelligence community. One source says it was inappropriate for Mr. Trump to have done it. The Washington Post reports the revelation had to do with an ISIS plot to turn laptops into bombs on planes. The president reportedly gave the Russian ambassador and the Russian foreign minister details of the plot that could, in theory, compromise the source and alienate the U.S. ally that provided the intelligence. Mr. Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, furiously denies the Post's account.
I was in the room. It didn't happen.
In a tweet this morning, Mr. Trump says he wanted to share the threat information with Russia, that he had the absolute right to do it, and that he had his reasons, including getting Russia to step up its fight against ISIS. Steve?
Well, all this has members of Congress demanding more information. Delaware Democrat Chris Coons.
The suggestion that he might have shared highly classified information is deeply troubling.
Texas Republican Bob Corker says it may be symbolic of a White House in turmoil.
Obviously, they're, downward spiral right now and have got to figure out a way to come to grips with all that's happening.
CBS News security contributor Michael Morrell, a former number two man at the CIA, is with us now. How serious a situation is this?
In an intelligence report, there are two things. There's the content of report, there's the facts, and then there's the source or method in how you acquired that. I think what the Washington Post is saying is that the president revealed the facts of the report, the content of the report. The White House is saying he didn't reveal the source.
By knowing the facts, could the Russians get to, for example, the methods of gathering and the sources?
The Russians will not be able to help themselves. The Russians will want to figure out whether this source or this method is also collecting intelligence on their activities in Syria. And by trying to figure that out, they could well disrupt that source or that method. And the other risk is that foreign countries routinely provide intelligence to the United States. If they're concerned that the President of the United States is going to inappropriately share that information, that's going to give them pause about sharing additional information with us, particularly sensitive information.
In tweets this morning, the president seems to be saying he did this to kind of get the Russians on our side about ISIS, to confide in them in the way of bringing them in the battle against ISIS.
The president does not see Russia as an adversary. All of his national security advisors do. The implication of that is if you don't see them as an adversary, you think you can confide in them. You think you can share this kind of information.
And the president can largely declassify information at his discretion. Any laws broken here?
No. The president has ultimate declassification authority. Absolutely no crimes broken here. I don't think the president intended to do damage here. I'm sure the president thought he was doing the right thing. He did not have enough understanding about what he was doing to know that it was the wrong thing.
CBS News contributor Michael Morrell. Some experts believe North Korea may have been behind the cyber attack that just sent ripples all around the globe. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
Call it an online smoking gun, says Symantec's Eric Chin, possibly connecting the WannaCry ransomware hackers with a shadowy group linked to North Korea.
We've uncovered a couple of what we would call weak indicators or weak links between WannaCry and this group that's been previously known as Lazarus.
But other experts note this could also have been a false flag operation designed to wrongly implicate Pyongyang. The Financial Times, meanwhile, reports hackers are already working to adapt a second set of malicious codes stolen from U.S. intelligence last month. Steve?
Reports indicate hackers got a hold of Disney's upcoming Pirates of the Caribbean film. CBS's Steve Futterman in L.A.
The hackers are said to be demanding a large amount of money to be paid using Bitcoin. Disney reportedly is working with law enforcement agencies. At the moment, it's refusing to pay.
Last month, hackers leaked episodes of the unreleased season of the Netflix show Orange is the New Black. In his first public interview in more than 2 years, Bill Cosby says racism may well be a factor in the accusations of sexual assault against him. His daughter suggested that last month. Cosby spoke to Sirius XM.
The piling on is a way to get public opinion to come to the other side.
Cosby's accusers are both white and black. The entertainer goes on trial in one case next month. A coroner says a 16-year-old high school student who died last month in a classroom in Chapin, South Carolina, drank a large Mountain Dew, a McDonald's latte, and an energy drink in the 2 hours before his heart gave out. Davis Cripes' father says his son had no previous heart trouble.
Parents, please talk to your kids about the dangers of these energy drinks. And teenagers and students, please stop buying them. There's no reason to consume them. They can be very dangerous.
The Wall Street Journal reports Ford is planning job cuts to help boost profits and stock price. The story says 10% of the company's white-collar workforce could be eliminated. Brian Cooley of our tech partner CNET says Ford and other automakers are finding their money being stretched.
The auto industry is in an unparalleled time of R&D right now, spending money on research and development, creating electrified cars, creating autonomous cars, and creating cars that connect to the cloud, all three of those at once.
Delta Airlines says it's going to test facial recognition technology to verify passenger IDs when they drop off checked bags. It'll be tried out at the airport in Minneapolis. Late night host Conan O'Brien's being sued by a writer who says the comedian stole jokes he posted online. O'Brien and his network TBS say the material they used was original. Activists are trying to get the word out about one of the deadliest and least talked about cancers.
If you discover that you may have bladder cancer, which kills 13,000 a year, you need to be able to talk about it with your doctor and your family.
We were very lucky.
Actress Mary Lou Henner's husband has been in remission for 13 years, but she says men who are more at risk for bladder cancer than women don't want to talk about it.
It's a below-the-belt cancer.
That could delay a diagnosis and put your life at risk. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Well, last month, the Mesa County Valley School District in Colorado decided to stop circulating the book that's the basis for the Netflix series 13 Reasons Why. Critics say it romanticizes suicide. Seven students in that district have taken their own lives. But librarians complained, and the district reversed its decision hours later. Those libraries say copies of the book are checked out as soon as they come back in. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.